Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you have been with us this week here on God Is, and especially that you heard what was said last time. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow go together as we extract two lessons from Genesis 12, verses 9 through 20. Our first lesson is this: Abram, while a man of faith, still failed God. Instead of trusting God to provide for him in the land of Canaan, the land of promise, Abram packs up and heads down to Egypt in the midst of a severe famine. God did not tell him to go, but Abram went anyway. We saw that last time. And let's pick up on this point again and go a bit deeper into the text. I want to comment on three sections, seven verses in total. Let's start with verse 10. I'm reading Genesis 12, verse 10. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. The Hebrew word for sojourn there is a word that means to turn aside, to stay as a temporary resident, a stopover. So Abram only intended to stay temporarily in Egypt, to use it as a stopover while the famine raged in Canaan. Sojourn there means to turn aside, to stay as a temporary resident, a stopover. Furthermore, as we continue in the Hebrew language, we come to these words famine and severe. The Bible says, "For the famine was severe in the land." The word for famine means literally a wide, empty stomach. And the word for severe means heavy. The famine was heavy. It was a big burden. It was grievous. And so when we put these words together, we are made to understand that in the severe famine, Abram was facing a wide and empty stomach, and this was a big, heavy burden, grievous for him to bear. And so we might well want to know, what is the big deal about the man wanting to ship his family, his people and possessions, and himself down to Egypt, where there was food and water? Well, the big deal was that God was able to provide, even amidst a severe famine. And so God had not instructed Abram to leave the land. God can provide, but Abram does not trust in his provision. He wants to provide for himself. And so in the next set of verses to discuss, we find out how the original sin of going where the Lord had not said to go rapidly leads to another sin. Now, this gets worse and worse, and the further along the text we read, it's stunning how bad it gets. So drop down the page with me to verses 11, 12, and 13. I'm reading Genesis chapter 12, verses 11 through 13. It came about when Abram came near to Egypt that he said to Sarai, his wife, "See now, I know that you are a beautiful woman. And when the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me. But they will let you live. Please say that you are my sister, so that it may go well with me because of you, and that I may live on account of you." Notice that instead of Abram deepening his faith in God, Abram fails God, and he concocts a lie. Abram is a liar, and Sarai goes right along with it. Merrill Unger writes, "His decision, dictated by unbelief, made the fruits of disobedience appear. He contrived a lie, or what is worse, a half-truth. Sarai was indeed his half-sister." We know from our previous study that Abram and Sarai had the same father, but different mothers. We very often do the exact same thing. We begin by leaving God. By believing God, we believe in God, we have faith in him, but then we fail him. And our initial failure, our sin, does not seem too bad. Perhaps we slide out of God's will for a bit. We begin to do our own thing. Our will increases. God's will decreases. We do not pray. We are experiencing defeat in our spiritual lives, and we are sitting ducks for the devil. And along he comes with greater temptation, and outside the will of God, we fall for that too. And surprisingly, often lying is a part of our sin. Lying, being deceitful, is a very common sin. And this is one God takes very seriously. For example, he puts it prominently in the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, verse 16, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." To bear false witness is to lie. Holy God forbids us from lying, but we do it. Dare I say, lying is one of those sins many Christians are quite comfortable with. We spin it as a little fib, just a bit of misinformation. We say we spin the truth a little to protect a person. But all we are doing is lying, just like Abram. And why did he feel he had to lie about his relationship with Sarai? It is because she was a beautiful woman. And this story does reveal she is. But by the way, she is an attractive older woman, being age 65 at the time of these events. The Bible does not shy away from telling us when a woman is beautiful or a man is handsome, although it does not present this for lust, but rather for the glory of God. Furthermore, Abram lies because he is afraid to die. Verse 12, "When the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will let you live." As we will see in a moment, Abram was right. T.K. Cheney, in his very old commentary on Genesis, says that so sacred was the marriage bond that even a foreigner, to take the wife, must first kill the husband. If the Egyptians know that Sarai is married to Abram, then they will murder Abram so they can take Sarai as a wife of their own. This was the reputation of the licentious Egyptians. So again, rather than having faith in God, Abram is faithless. One of his sins leads to another of his sins, and deeper into iniquity he goes. Only God is going to be able to get him out of this. Let's continue now to our third section of this scripture at Genesis 12, verses 14 through 16. Genesis 12, beginning at verse 14, reads, "It came about when Abram came into Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. Pharaoh's officials saw her and praised her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. Therefore, he treated Abram well for her sake and gave him sheep and oxen and donkeys and male and female servants and female donkeys and camels." Well, sure enough, the Egyptians set their eyes on Sarai. Verse 15 says, "The Pharaoh's scouts saw her and praised her to Pharaoh." The Hebrew word there means commended. And interestingly, this word is used in the Psalms as the word we know as hallelujah, as in praise the Lord, hallelujah to the Lord. The Egyptians praised her beauty. They raved over her beauty. They could not stop talking about her. Dr. Aldair's comments on this, quote, "Some scholars have pointed out that during this period of the 12th Egyptian dynasty, approximately 2000 BC, the beauty of the light-skinned Asiatic woman was especially prized by Egyptians in contrast to their native dark-skinned women. The harems of the pharaohs were therefore abundantly supplied with Syrian women. Also, an ordinance has been discovered which specifies that the wife and children of any stranger who came to Egypt during this period in history could be taken over by the pharaohs without any problem." End quote. And that is exactly what happened to Sarai. She is added to the Pharaoh's harem. Imagine this. And where is her husband Abram? Why, he is over there off to the side, making out quite well. Verse 16. Therefore the Pharaoh treated Abram well for her sake, and gave Abram sheep and oxen and donkeys and male and female servants and female donkeys and camels. Things are working out just as Abram thought, hence his lie. But surely this is a complete disaster. Abram's wife now belongs to another man. These are the consequences of Abram's sin. Abram, while a man of faith, still failed. And now he is in a position that only God can get him out of. And that is exactly what God does. He sovereignly intervenes to rescue Sarai. And this brings us to our second lesson from the second half of Genesis chapter 12, and I will introduce you to that tomorrow. Be sure and be with us. Before we end today, I hope that each one of us will be convicted by this scene in the life of Abraham. Are you a woman or a man of saving faith in the Lord Jesus, yet you have failed God? Surely you answer, yes. We are all sinners. There are no exceptions. And perhaps you are living outside the will of God. You are a liar. Well, let me encourage you to repent, to turn away from your sin by being a truth teller. Go to the person you have deceived and tell them the truth. Go convicted by the Spirit of God. Tell it like it really is. And then see what God does. Many, many times we get ourselves into situations that are very hard to get out of because we do not listen to what God said. We fail the Lord, but thanks be to God. He is a forgiving Heavenly Father who will not let us go. God is sovereign over our sin. Look to him, my friend, and then come along again tomorrow and join us as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.